take a stand. Spread these words all across the land from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this first Monday of 2026, January 5th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the author of the book, Road Trip, the Good Word Book for Success. Rick Randall is on the line with us. Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. Hey, I wanted to have you on to start the new year off on Mondays here with us, and I wanted to basically talk to you today and have you share with us what you wrote in the book, page 36 and 37, goals, and how do goals actually maybe work a little bit better than New Year's resolutions. I saw a couple of studies and did some research on this before having you on the show today. One study said actually by July or January 9th, another one was January 21st. Basically, people fail on their New Year's resolution.
Done.
It's all done. Why is that, Rick?
Well, you know what? I don't think people understand the value of writing down goals or New Year's resolutions. Or, you know, I used to do that every year. This was pretty impressive because I'd sit down the first of the year and I'd sit down by myself and write them. And then when my office staff would get together, you know, once I got into practice, and you'd start writing down. My goal was to write 100 goals for your life. So then the funny thing was I write it down on a legal sheet of paper, yellow, blue ink, and I would put it folded up, put it in my pocket, and sometimes I would never get to it again until the next year when I was writing it down again.
Mm-hmm.
And what was very interesting is that you'd look on that sheet of paper, and just by writing it down the first time and putting it out there, so to speak, it was amazing what came true. But then as I got a little more mature, I realized that, you know, daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, lifetime goals, and I came up with a thing called My Life. I don't know why people give up on stuff. It's not that important. Robin Williams once said, he said, something has to become more important than something else. And when that becomes true, then the something that's more important, you'll start doing what's required to make that happen. So when I went into a school class, and these were kids that just were in trouble, and it was a neat experience for me because I was all about pumping them up. And the biggest thing in your life is getting yourself to believe in yourself, in my opinion, and as importantly, as believe that possible is true. And for your life, never underestimate what's possible for your life, regardless of what it looks like this very moment. And so what goals do, one is if you want to get more excited about your life, if you want your life to be more exciting, you have to get more excited about your life. And so by writing down goals, and even daily goals, it doesn't have to be lose 100 pounds. You know, I don't know if you're a football fan or not, but
you
get first downs. You get small goals turn into first downs, and you move down the field. And if you get 10 yards and four downs, then boom, you get another first down, another shot at it. So you have to write down goals. Then you have to look at them realistically. You have to put a realistic timetable. And then the most important thing about it is, what's the behavior required to get it done? There is a little book, and so then you practice the behavior. You figure out what's the behavior, what's required, practice the behavior, and that's how you eventually get it done. And then it's so exciting to me when I write daily goals. Today I got, with my list, 17 things, 17 going on 18, and that was just what I wrote down last night. And you start looking at already what's happened this morning. Mother Nature threw in about 6 inches of snow. I wouldn't have planned on that, but that meant I got to do a little shoveling, so you go to your list and you start checking things off. And so that's really the fun part. And so the game I came up with was called My Life. And what you do is you divide your, you write down 100 goals for you in your life. This is on a longer term basis. You
sure.
have daily goals along the way that help practice the behavior to eventually get to your longer term goals. You divide your goals into baby steps, because that's fun checking the boxes off. And then what's neat is if you have 100 goals on your sheet, it's hard keeping up with 100 goals. You'll be surprised just how you click them off and they
Absolutely.
Start happening. But okay.
Absolutely. Good deal. We're going to take a short break. More with the author, Rick Randall, his book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is the author, Rick Randall. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking about goals. And first of all, I got a text message. Rod Wheeler says, it's good to hear Rick back on the radio with you.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
And one of the things, Rick, because you were mentioning, you know, my life and talking about ultimately maybe people write down, you know, bucket lists of things I'd like to accomplish before I die. you know, these are things that, you know, ultimate items they'd like to accomplish, check off their list. But what you're saying is actually you can break this down not only, you know, your overall life, 100 items, that's quite a bit. But at the same time, you can do this year for 2026. You can actually do it for the month of January. And like you say, you could even do it this week and for today. But every single day is what you're saying is actually getting into the habit of writing things down. This is what I need to get accomplished for today. These are my goals. This is what I need to accomplish. And then those days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years.
So, you know, one, you always have to be realistic. The other thing is just write them down and then read them. And so there was a little booklet written by RHJ, who I never did find out what that stood for. But he wrote a little 12-page booklet, and what it said was, write your goals down and read them. And the more you write them down, the more you read them, the more they come true. So, one, you have to believe that it's possible. It makes your life way more exciting if you have some sort of target or something to hit or something to get excited about, you know. I'm going to go on vacation. You go, okay, that's great. Where are you going to go? And then you start to define it. And how am I going to get there? And what's it going to cost? Or I'm going to get a new job. And here's what I'm looking for. And here's how much money I'm going to make. And here's what my goals are for what I'm going to be doing work-wise. It just gives your whole life some momentum, because inevitably the universe just says yes. Inevitably, the universe, the universal energy, God energy, love energy, we're surrounded by this magnificent, incredible force. If you just realize that, one, believe that it's true, and then with faith go forward. And if you know that in your heart, you know, it's amazing what shows up. But if the universe doesn't know what to say yes to, Zig Ziglar used to call it a wandering generality. You go, either you're a meaningful specific or you're a wandering generality. And he jokes about Sir Edmund Hillary that finally landed on the top of Mount Everest and go, wow, how'd you get there? He goes, I was just wandering around. Next thing you know, I'm here. You have to do that for your life. And you do it with your children. And you get oriented towards productive days, fun days. There's a lot of fun and success of achievement. And, you know, my definition of success, number one definition of success, is overcoming. And that's as simple as that. It isn't about money. It isn't. And you can write those things down too, though. You know, I would like to get a new car. That's fair. You know, well, what do I have to do it? How much is it going to cost? What's my realistic time frame? You know, and mm-hmm. and when I got into a lot of real estate back years ago, little rental houses in Flint, you know, and it was interesting. And what was important was that you knew what the market was. So you study, you know, and then even get better at it. I did this with my personal home. As I wrote down 42, no, I had more than that. I think I had something like 72 things. I had 42 things and another thing. I'll tell you about that another time. And my house, and I wrote down 72 things. And what was interesting is I had been looking for a house for 7 years. I knew exactly what I wanted, but I never wrote it down. And so then, like I say, it was like 1983 to 1989, so 6 years. And I would go with my real estate person, and she'd show me places, and I'm sure she got so frustrated. And finally that January, I wrote down what exactly I was looking for. And then what was interesting is, how are you going to come up with the money? And so then I had a rental house in Chicago where my brother and sister went to school, and it was about to sell. And so it was for sale. And the interesting thing about it, I wrote down in January the house I was looking for, and here's what I wanted to find. And then I needed some money, and at the right time that house sold, and the down payment showed up. And so then the thing with the houses that I was buying is, you have to know the market. So you have to study a little bit. You know, you have to prepare. You have to figure out how you're going to get your money. There's a lot of preparatory steps, and those are all goals on your list, your first down, so to speak. And then the next thing you know, I get a call from Teresa, and she says, Rick, I think I finally found what you're looking for. And Randy, I went into that house, and I pulled out my list, and I just literally started checking things off.
Checking them off one by one.
Right to the price. It was amazing, you know. And I listened to Brian Tracy years ago, and he talked about that same idea, and finally it struck me that's a good idea, and did it, you know. And again, you have to have some sort of faith and believe in yourself and in the natural goodness of love and life and living. And your life is exciting. It can be exciting. And goals just help you give a roadmap to that. This is fun. And then what's even great when you're married or with your spouse or with your children, it teaches them to be responsible, your children. With your spouse, it gives you guys something exciting to work towards and to goal for. And again, all you write it down, you read it, and let the universe take over. Can I read this real quick? I got a poem here with it. The universe is really good with yes, but it must know what to say yes to. When you start with a goal and write it down, the universe now knows what to do. Goals create a roadmap and give you a direction in which to goal. Write them down and read them, so absolutely you will know. Have fun with the achievement of the goals that you want to do. Goals and goal attainment gives your success a clue. And so, you know, it's one of the most important things you'll do with your few minutes. It's good to write them down at bedtime too, because at least, you know, again, daily goals you write down at bedtime. Your monthly goals, you know, you read them at bedtime. Your 6 month, your yearly goals, you know, and then again you go, okay, I'm this far along, you know, but you have to read them. And I this is funny. That class I was telling you about, I was challenging those kids to write 150 goals. Well, these kids never knew anything about it or the idea that they didn't even believe in themselves or that they could go anywhere. And little Cameron, cute little guy, I think I mentioned this in a story before, but anyways, he comes up, he goes, man, 150 goals. And he was just a good little guy. And I thought, Cameron, he's only a 14-year-old kid. And he says, that 150 goals is giving me anxiety. And I said, Cameron, I got some sad news for you. I said, you know, I've been watching you for the last couple of times, and I said, you got way more in there than you think. I said, you got to do 250. So it's like, oh, man. Anyways. Right.
Well, you know, it's just funny because as you're talking in the classes that I've attended over the years, it's funny because not only do you write them down, which uses, you know, the sense of touch, but then you're seeing them with your eyes, read them aloud, then you're using audio to say them, but you're hearing them. So the more senses that you can use, you're actually using energy and putting it out into the universe, like you say, to your God or to just basically the universe to do the attraction. Rick, this is real science based on energy and based on manifestation of actually what you put out there to the universe.
And the law of attraction is the other part of it. You know,
sure.
What you do shows back up. And here's another thing. When you have a goal, just call it one goal, and you go, boom, I'm going to start working on this. The more that you head towards it, it comes towards you. It's not elusive. You know, you might have a few more steps to overcome that you didn't see coming. I always like Eckhart Tolle and the Power of Now, and Zig Ziglar said it also, the same concept is that Zig said, you go as far as you can see. And when you get there, you can usually see a little farther. Right, you learn how to do things in the doing of it also. You know, a couple of things I wrote down in my goals in January, and I started laughing because I thought, that ain't going to happen. I told that story on your show before also. Nah, and you think, well, wait a minute. You know, you can't shoot yourself in the foot. You're like, hold it. You got to believe. You got to think this is possible. And that's the most incredible thing, is that depending on your faith and what you believe in, nothing is impossible. And things can come out of nowhere, things you didn't even see coming, you know, that are there to support you and help you and guide you and direct you. It's just there's this incredible energy, like you say, and it helps manifestation to occur. That's how we got here to begin with. You know, it's absolutely your house. I mean, it's not, I write down great relationship with so-and-so, you know, make sure you contact, speak with your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your neighbor, right? That's a simple goal. And what's really cool sometimes when you write that down at nighttime for the next day, they end up calling you. It's a classic. I'll say, I was about to call you. You go, sure, you say that all the time. You know, you go, well,
right.
Funny thing, your name's on my list. So anyhow, it's
you can even take a picture of it and send them the picture. See, I did have it written down. Hey, one quick question. I got a text that came in. It says, when do you think the best time to do this type of planning? Is it something that should be done first thing in the morning, or do you find it better to try to do it at night when things wind down and you can be a little bit more reflective in your experience of doing it? Is it better to do it in the morning or at night?
I do it at nighttime because it. Here's what I think, is that it gives you like an 8-hour head start, right? You know, I put it out there already. I put it out there at, you know, 9:30, 10:30, whatever time I'm going to bed. And it allows you to think about it. And then it allows you to, you know, let the universe get started. The universe doesn't sleep, you know. So, yeah. And then here's the other thing. Is when you're writing life goals, I mean, when I talk about, you know, the weight loss or the get in shape or the eat better or whatever the life goal, you know, a house, a car, and it's not material. It obviously, some things are going to be. There's other things too, you know, become this, get educated, learn this, whatever it is. You need to have some quiet time and some time. You know, it's not just to spin it out in a morning or a afternoon. I think it was Wayne Dyer. I think he'd go to Hawaii for, I don't know, 8 weeks in the winter and sit there and work on his goals. I think he did that for years and years and years and spent a lot of time. Well, all of us would love to go to Hawaii and work on that, right?
Sure.
One of my goals now is to go to Hawaii and work on that. You know, but I mean, it's what that's all about. Is your daytime goals for the next day. Here's the other thing at night is that you got your list for that day. And then you go through your list. You go, okay, you check off your checks, and you go, that didn't get done or that didn't get done. You move it over to your next day list, and that's your daily goals. That's your first downs, and then and then the behavior required for the bigger goals, and it just makes your life way more exciting.
And you know what I think it does too at night, Rick, is when it's written down and you've read it, it kind of clears your mind a little bit. Kind of gives
better.
You a little. You sleep better. Because
sure
your brain's not racing, thinking, "Oh, what do I got to do tomorrow?" Hey, I already wrote on the list, dude. Just go to sleep.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's absolutely amazing how that works. For a lot of patients, that would come in and they'd say, "You know, I'm having a hard time sleeping." You know, we've got MyoCalm. It's a beautiful product. Calcium, magnesium helps you relax. I said, "Well, the first thing you ought to do is take your tomorrow off of today, you know, and write it down and go to bed." And sleep and allow yourself
good.
To just
enjoy it.
That's good.
Take your tomorrow off your today. That is really good. Excellent.
Yep. Or take your tomorrow off your nighttime sleep.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Goes on a little piece of paper next to your bed.
Yeah. So. Well, one thing I did want to mention too, folks. You've been hearing the commercials, of course. Road Trip. This is a book that he wrote, The Good Words Book for Success, and Likely to Succeed A through Z by Rick Allen Randall. If you want, just text me RR for Rick Randall, and I'll send you the photo of the cover and a link to it right on Amazon. I know Jim Proctor up in Sheboygan contacted me during the holidays. He wants to get an autographed copy from you, Rick. So okay. I gave him out your phone number. Hopefully you guys can hook up. Final thoughts before we let you go on this goal-oriented first Monday of 2026.
Okay, I've got to share this. So I wrote this poem. I write a lot of poems. That's one of the things in the book.
One minute.
A Magnificent Monday is what I call today. It is just a decision if you want to feel this way. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frosting, the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We're always planting seeds in our garden, our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps your seeds grow. How is the crop looking is just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, going to add better water to mine. Positive mental attitude is the attitude of choice. Gives the seeds that you are planting a much healthier voice. The seeds and your goals are synonymous. Make Magnificent Monday is what I'm talking about. Rock a positive attitude, conquer the day without doubt. Giddy up and get busy and grind and get it done. When you start your day with a positive attitude, you've already won.
I love it. Good job. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next Monday, Rick. Have a good week.
You bet. Bye, Randy.
Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.